What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Advent Health 400 Top 5 DFS Picks video for Sunday, May 15th at Kansas Speedway. As always, I'm your host, Chris Pinnell. You can find me on Twitter at ChrisPinnell16, and this video is presented by PrizePicks. In today's video, we are going over general track strategy, how to approach the slate from a DFS perspective, my top 5 favorite plays on the slate. Keep in mind, this video is being recorded pre-practice and qualifying, so some of my thoughts and opinions on these drivers could end up changing throughout the weekend. So making sure you're staying up to date on what happens in qualifying and practice over the course of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be very beneficial to you in creating fantasy NASCAR lineups this weekend. And if you want the up-to-date info and analysis, you can find me and Jason on the awesome Live Before Lock show on Sunday afternoon, breaking down the entire slate and answering any questions you may end up having. And as far as how we should approach this slate from a DFS perspective, I wouldn't say there's anything unique about the strategy here at Kansas. I feel like over the past month or so now, we've had some pretty unique tracks that required some pretty unique strategies. We had a lot of laps at Dover, Martinsville, Richmond over the past month now. We had Bristol Dirt and Talladega. Even Darlington requires at least a little bit more of a thought process with the high tire wear, a very steep track, and it's just pretty unique as it's in the middle of an intermediate slash short track. Here at Kansas, I don't want to call it boring, but it's kind of your run-of-the-mill mile and a half intermediate track, low tire wear, and it's basically just a cookie cutter for the most part, which is comparable to several tracks, which is nice from a DFS perspective because there's lots of similarities we can pull from a bunch of other tracks instead of it being quite unique. But as far as the strategy goes, we are basically looking at just around 2 to 3 dominators per lineup, and it's going to depend on how qualifying shakes out. If we have a major PD play like we saw last weekend at Darlington with Chase Elliott and Kevin Harvick, that could maybe move it towards maybe just a one dom plus place differential. But as of right now, that is TBT. But just on the surface, we are looking at basically 2 dom builds for the most part. So getting into the picks, we will start with number 5, and it's a driver that I think is a little bit underpriced on both sites. It's Kurt Busch at $7,100 on DraftKings and $7,300 over on FanDuel. If you rostered him last week, he got pretty unlucky because at the beginning of the race, he was running very well, ended up getting a penalty. He had to go to the rear, and then he was working his way back up front the entire race. Then once he kind of got there, ended up getting involved in a wreck, which took out several drivers. But Kurt Busch, fantastic driver at Kansas. He's got a couple top fives to his names, typically always contending for top tens, has 4 top tens the past 6 races here with an average running position of 11.6. And if you're looking at his numbers this year, he's been a bit up and down, but he still has 3 top 10 finishes with 4 top 15s. I don't really think it's going to matter where he qualifies as long as he shows me some speed in practice, which I do think the Toyotas this weekend are going to be quite fast, and you're going to see a common theme throughout the rest of this video where I am talking up Toyotas quite a bit. And Kurt Busch, if you are rostering this weekend, there is some upside to him, not just because of I think he's a good DFS play, but his paint scheme this weekend looks absolutely excellent with the Jordan paint scheme, if you have any interest in that. So even if he's not doing that well, by the end of the day, at least he has a nice looking car to go with it. And moving on to number 4, this is more of a FanDuel recommendation. I still think he's a fine play over on DraftKings. We'll have to see where he ends up qualifying. But it's Austin Dillon, $8,000 on DraftKings, but only $6,000 over on FanDuel. I think that's a mispricing over there. I realize he's had a couple of down weeks, but this is a driver outside of a couple of races this season. He's been very consistent. He's got 4 top 10 finishes, 2 top 5s, one of the better average finishes of all drivers at 11.3 and over 40 DraftKings points per race. And plus intermediates, he's typically one of the better drivers at them. If you're looking at his numbers since 2021, an average finish inside the 13th and 1 top 5, but 5 top 10s and 12 top 15s. Very consistent. As long as he can give us some place differential upside, I think Austin Dillon should be firmly on our radars, especially over on FanDuel at only $6,000. And moving on to number 3, arguably the best driver in NASCAR this year, at least the fastest car so far, Ross Chastain, $9,700 on DraftKings, up to $11,000 over on FanDuel, kind of similar pricing to what we saw last weekend. But I still think we're getting Chastain at a discount. I don't think there's any good reason where he shouldn't be more expensive than drivers like Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr. should probably be right up there with Chase Elliott. So I still think we're getting a nice price point on him, even though he doesn't really have the name value to support this hefty price tag. But he has just been so, so good this year. 3rd at Dover, 3rd at Las Vegas. He's been getting up front, being a potential dominator at most tracks so far this year. If you roster Chastain last weekend, the end result was not pretty, but the process was good as he arguably had the fastest car in the entire race. He got up front, led around 20-some laps, then while in first place after a restart, I ended up wrecking out, so you got a bit unlucky there. And actually, you got really unlucky at Darlington just overall. If you played the fast cars, Ross Chastain, Kyle Larson, Denny Hamlin, all these guys ended up having issues, which killed their day, but they were very, very fast. And Ross Chastain has just been so good this year, averaging nearly 50 DraftKings points per race, four top fives, four top tens. They could chunk a fast laps in lap sled. I don't see any reason why that won't continue. I still think we're getting a nice discount on him. So even though he's close to $10,000, I'm still all aboard the Ross Chastain train. And before we get into our next pick, I want to talk about our sponsor, Prize Picks. They offer a daily prop-based contest. You can use promo code OSMO for a $100 first match deposit bonus. There is no sharks, optimizers, or mass entries. Five-player lineups can add to 10 times your entry fee. Use your knowledge of multiple sports with cross-sport entries. Download in the App Store, on Google Play, or play over on prizepicks.com. You can use our free player props tool to help you make the best selections. And you can get one free month of Osmo Plus Platinum when you sign up and make a deposit at PrizePicks. You'll receive your email within 24 to 48 hours after to redeem your free month of Osmo Plus Platinum. And moving on to number two, another potential dominator here, but another guy I think is just underpriced, more so on DraftKings compared to FanDuel. It's Kyle Busch, $9,800 on DraftKings, but all the way up to $13,500 over on FanDuel. So a little bit tougher to get to him there, but I see no reason why Kyle Busch isn't going to have speed. Now, he's had some unlucky races where he could be in position to win, ends up either getting wrecked out or screwed by a late caution. We saw that in Las Vegas early in the season where he was driving a parts car, started in the rear of the field, ended up getting his way up front, and that's at a similar track. Las Vegas definitely has quite a bit of comparisons to Kansas this weekend, and I love the price point below 10K over on DraftKings. He was very fast last weekend, ended up getting wrecked by Brad Keselowski. He's fast at Dover, fast at Vegas. The JGR cars in general were very fast in Vegas, and they're actually showing some speed, so I think the JGR cars are definitely someone, or at least a team, that I want to target quite heavily heading into the weekend. If you're looking at the track type form for Kyle Busch, one of the best average finishes in the entire field. He was excellent intermediates last year, which I know is a different car now, but it looks like he's going to be fast once again at them. And if you look at the numbers this year, doesn't quite have the finishes to back up, you know, some of his overall numbers. He only has one top five this year, but he also has five top tens and a good chunk of dominator points. And that's something we're going to need out of nearly $10,000. And I think Kyle Busch should be one of the top dominators in the field. And you're getting him at a pretty fair price point below five figures. And finally, my number one DFS play for the Advent Health 400 at Kansas. It might be a bit of a surprise to you. Usually it's Kyle Larson or Chase Elliott, but this weekend it's Denny Hamlin, $10,200 on DraftKings, $13,000 over on FanDuel. And I know what you're probably thinking. Hamlin has not been that guy this year. He has one top 10 finish, and that was because he kind of got lucky and backed into a win. But Denny Hamlin's had a really fast car this year, one of the fastest cars in all of NASCAR. He actually is tied for the best odds in Vegas to win this race. At some point, the bad luck is not going to continue, and it's going to turn into good luck, and he certainly is due for some. I mean, he's got an average finish of 18.7 this year and less than 30 DraftKings points per race, despite having one of the better cars in the field. He still has 20.7 laps left per race and a good chunk of fast laps. And if you're looking at his recent finishes this year, 21st at Dover, despite having arguably the best car, 32nd at Las Vegas, despite having arguably the best car, and last weekend at Darlington, arguably had one of the best cars once again, had another issue. It is just complete bad luck for Denny Hamlin. And at some point, like I said, that is going to turn around. And I'd rather be ahead of the curve than chasing it after he has a good week, which could easily be this weekend, which because he's very good at Kansas. He's got the second most laps led per race, a good chunk of fast laps. He has two wins, which is the most of all drivers, three top fives and some of the overall best numbers. I think we're getting at a nice price point in the low 10K range. But that's as bad as he's been this year. And I say bad just because of how he's been finishing, which is mostly due to bad luck. But I think he should be in the 9K range. So I understand that people shy away a little bit being above $10,000. But I personally think he could arguably be the most expensive driver this weekend. I'd still have a lot of interest. So loving Denny Hamlin. And I'm going to try to get ahead of the curve when the bad luck ends. And just to recap, at number five, we have Kurt Busch. Number four, Austin Dillon. Number three, Ross Chastain. Number two, Kyle Busch. And number one, Denny Hamlin. Kind of a lot of Toyotas here, which I know they haven't been the best this season, but they are showing some speed as of late. And at similar tracks, the JGR cars have been pretty fast so far. And obviously, Ross Chastain, when he's not wrecking, he is one of the best cars in the entire field. And if you did end up enjoying today's free content, make sure to leave a like on the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't yet already, and leave a comment down below if you agree or disagree with anything I had to say throughout today's video, as we'd love to hear your opinions over on Osmo. Also, you can follow us on Sunday for the Live Before Lock show. We'll break down the entire slate post-qualifying and practice with myself and Jason. And I wish you all the best of luck this weekend. And I'm looking forward to the race at Kansas. Maybe not from an entertainment standpoint, but I think for DFS purposes, it should be somewhat easier to project.